Big love in the building. Make sure I get that motherfucking lover's patience. Let me tell you one thing, though. Rosé. I don't need no motivation, trying to change my situation. Make a lane away from niggas, hit a fatal when your niggas. I don't get no explanations, I don't need no validation. I don't see no competition, I don't need no phony bitches. I don't fuck with opposition, kill them all with preparation. Mix the flow with education, smoke the whole of medication. Get these hoes above my face, if you ain't adding to my space, then you a cancer to my greatness. Yeah, bitch.
Hamas, amigos.
Hell, cut the fucking mic when I stop playing with me, nigga.
Your mic was good.
Yeah, he was able to talk the whole time.
Why?
He kept ours down.
Hey, I'm back. I'm here.
Pushing the wrong buttons and doing fucking all types head. Of fucking... I don't know, man.
Shut up!
For those of you who are not watching the visuals, I have a mask on. That's why I sound muffled. But continue, Shake.
Week 18 End of Regulation Podcast. I'm Sheik.
It's your boy Lo, a.k.a. Optimus Crime, a.k.a. Lonely Montana.
Spurt.
All right, so what so how do we get here from what is that?
What, Lonely Montana?
Yeah, come on.
You know what I mean? That's
Miami Lo?
Yeah, it's my energy. That's how I'm feeling. That's how I'm coming.
Fresh back. Today from Miami.
Nah, no funny shit. Fresh off the plane, for real, for real. Like, I got off the plane and it came straight here. Honestly, it really feel like I never left South Beach. Get it?
It's a little hanging fruit. I expect so much better of you.
Hell, man. This guy gave me some time to warm up, bro. My brain is still on vacation mode.
I see you out here butt naked under your jersey.
I'm feeling, bro. Just I've been walking around all weekend.
Bro, got the taco meat out. The really vibes. Still in South Beach.
Vibes, bro.
I respect it.
The energy.
I respect it, bro. Coming home from vacation, it's not really it. Like, we were just talking about that shit. It's kind of ghetto.
What's ghetto?
Coming back home from vacation?
Yeah. 1,000%. I ain't even going to hold niggas on. So, let's just, you know, get right into the shit. So, I ain't want to start off the shit with little old me. I wanted to kind of ask how you niggas is doing. But fuck it, we going to make this shit about me today.
Well, you can still ask how we was doing.
Nah, I'm cool. It's like, nah. I'm playing.
See how your friends treat you?
Terrible. I want to know, for real, how y'all doing?
I had a phenomenal weekend myself, so.
Oh, okay. What about you, Bert?
Family came out from Syracuse, so I was chilling with the fam for the weekend.
Word, that's like Syracuse is far as shit.
Yeah, three hours.
Damn, shout out to them. That's a drive.
All right, but back to you, Miami Mommy. All right. A drink at South Beach. You can get it here. We're open Tuesday through Sunday.
Sponsored by South Beach.
Cheap plug. Right.
So boom. I went out to Miami, you know what I mean? For a wedding and shit. I was chilling. And
congratulations to whoever that was.
Yeah, we're
no police guest, work.
You feel me? So it was pretty nice. It was definitely well coordinated. It was
open bar?
Yeah, it was all of that, bro. It's not
If it was in South Beach, you better have been.
No. I was in South Beach. The wedding was in North Beach, where the rich people stay at.
So was this was this like a Nigerian wedding? Like this is one of them like looking fly on
this. This is traditional black folks, you know what I mean? African Americans.
Kool-Aid fountain type shit.
I wouldn't say that. They got a little bit more class than that. No, a lot more class than that.
Kool-Aid and champagne glass type shit.
Nah, I'm talking about like Dom Perignon, you feel me? Like
mixed with Kool.
Everybody don't fuck with Kool-Aid, bro.
I actually hate Kool-Aid.
Me too. But anyways, so yeah, majority of my stay, I was out in South Beach and shit. It was my first time out in Miami. And it was pretty lit. So when I first got out there, spent a lot of my time walking up and down Collins. If you don't know what that is and shit, it's one of the popular streets out there. It's mad touristy.
Like lots of like restaurants, like different shops, things like that, all right?
And then after that, I went on, what is that, Ocean Drive? That's like they boardwalk and shit. Because I guess years ago, it used to be a street where traffic passed through, but now it's kind of like closed off, you know, like with the outdoor dining and shit.
Because Miami's falling into the earth.
That too.
Okay.
You feel me? And I was on the beach. I don't know if niggas know, but I don't really fuck with the beach. Well, I haven't fucked with the beach like that since I was a kid.
Why is that?
I guess as I got older, just lost interest. I became like, you know, growing up going to seaside and shit. It's like, yo, fuck going on that dirty ass water. I'm about to be on a boardwalk and shit.
Understandable.
But that water was different. It was very much more clear.
Yeah, Jersey beaches are definitely criminal. As far as the water is concerned.
To say the least, like
this the water is terrible.
The water looks like
the water is brown.
Boil hot dogs.
I mean, y'all know why that is, though, right?
Talk about it.
All right. So, from what I heard from a marine biologist, a lot of the water that we be seeing that appears brown, it's because the sediment and the fucking dirt on the bottom is like loose and shit, and it's dark brown. Versus somewhere like Aruba and shit, I got this white ass sand, makes the water look a lot more clear.
So you're saying the water not dirty, it's just brown?
Nah, it's just the dirt on the bottom of the water's floor.
It's like loose, so yeah. It's like kind of, I see what you're saying. Still nasty.
The water clear.
I don't like it.
Not supposed to.
I prefer my water unsettled.
I feel you. Back to my Miami trip. So what else did I do? I was out there on Muscle Beach and shit, getting right. I mean, doing a lot of pull-ups and chin-ups and dips. I mean, I don't know if y'all can see it in my chest and shit, but. What else did I do? I had some big ass fucking drink. I didn't know the name of it. And
one of those like tube fucking.
Like, nah, it was like
a Fat Tuesday type thing.
I don't know, but you know, I mean, it was lit, and I'm definitely going back to Miami as soon as possible.
Okay.
Because I kind of rediscovered my love and affinity for like water and shit. I mean, like this morning I smoked the joint on the beach before I left, and. It was a vibe to say the least. Like, it was mad. It's a scenic, serene, definitely reflective. I would recommend it. I mean, if y'all ever get the opportunity and shit.
Absolutely. Just being outside and different elements and not being so, like, surrounded by buildings and all that other stuff. Like, that open space and being able to connect with nature is pretty cool.
Yeah, where I was walking around barefoot, grounded and shit. You know what that is, right? Right, just making sure, man. I'm trying to make sure that y'all one with the universe, you heard? Yo, the universe been talking to me all fucking weekend. Like, angel numbers been popping up out the ass. I've been seeing 111, 222, 555. Like, I don't know if y'all know, but I'm about to be rich soon.
All my picket playing listeners, play all those numbers.
Don't. I mean, I guess.
Yo, that's how all the aunties be. They say your birthday or some other shit, because I don't know what an angel number is. I'm going to have you explain what that is. I don't speak, you know, that. But they always like, whatever, somebody birthday pop up, like on a license plate, debit card number pop up, and like a random serial number on the fucking back of a piece of gum.
Yeah, no, I don't do that.
I gotta play the shit on the picket. You never know.
I just recently got into playing the lottery and doing scratch offs and shit.
No word? How's that been?
I be winning with the scratch-offs. I'm not going to lie.
Word?
Yeah, when playing numbers and tickets and shit, I'm just going to be hitting. But them scratch-offs, they be fucking with me. Y'all niggas gamble?
I FanDuel it a little bit.
Come on, bro. That shit
do.
Be fixed.
I don't really be trying to gamble.
Football season's coming.
That shit be fixed.
Nah, look, man. It's build them tickets with the anytime touchdowns. I'm telling you. Just, yo.
You'll learn one day, bro.
Nah, I won't. I made some good money last football season. I ain't going to learn shit. We got a Gamblers Anonymous group chat. I ain't gonna tell you all you
on Twitter. I kind of walked in there and niggas said, yo, give me $20, and I just like left the chat. It's like, I don't know what the fuck y'all niggas talking about. Like, I don't know how I was even put in that chat.
Yo, yeah, long story short, we all get together and put our tickets and all that stuff out.
All right, who's in this group?
That's rather rather police of me.
Okay.
So I can't. You
know, I'm about to say, that sounds like a secret society.
It is a secret society.
All we ask is trust.
I will not tell you the names, but I will show you them.
All right, who is it that I know? Wait. You got to really go through it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, boom, 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 boom. Oh, that's funny. I'm not going to say it.
We don't win any money on a consistent basis.
That is terrible.
Basketball
season was bad. Except for Lenny. Yo, Lenny be hitting on the UFC tickets and don't be telling niggas the tickets till after he hit.
Yo, yo, he's terrible.
He'd be like, yo, I had this one last week. We'd be like, the fuck?
Yeah, why you wait so long to tell us?
What if he ain't know? What if he was just testing the waters?
Bro, but that's not what the group chat is for. The group chat is literally, hey, you're going to put a ticket in? Share with the group.
That's why I gamble on my lonesome.
On your lonesome?
My lonesome.
Oh. I thought I was trying. Fuck me, I guess.
Bro, lead the bars to me.
It sounded like you said it. My fault, bro.
Anyway.
Right, somebody put this Space Jam shit on the list.
I did. I seen it.
Yo, was it good?
Damn, spoiler alert.
I'm not gonna spoil it because y'all didn't see it. But
fuck them kids.
Nah, it was good. It was honestly
not the
good.
Children, not the children.
But I know, like, once it got to the ending, I was just like, I know this nigga not about to recreate that scene. And then he didn't. So
what
was like,
scene, my nigga?
The scene with Jordan.
Do you care?
No.
The scene with Jordan is like extends his arm to make the final point.
The arm stretched on?
Yeah, I thought he was gonna do that. And I was like, that shit is fucking nuts. He better not do that. And then they switched it up. Somehow his son made a video game, and then the video game was the basketball game that they had to play.
So
basically, they tried to make LeBron seem like a bad father, like a stern father, like yo, you're going to play basketball. Or shit like that.
Yeah, it sounds.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch it.
One thing I haven't seen on the internet is a lot of people complaining about Space Jam and shit, but it's just like another take I saw was like, yo, look at all these fucking grown-ass adults complaining about a kid's movie. What the fuck are we really talking about here? Like, niggas expecting the plot of, like, the fucking Revenant or some shit.
Yes.
And it's like, bro, this is Space Jam.
Yeah, but no.
Yo, what you mean, yo, no? I thought they would at least put his kids in there, and they didn't. They hired actors.
Which I think this, yo, all right.
In the first one, Jordan's kids was that, in Space Jam.
They can't take that money, though, because then they, like.
Of course not.
Like, it's a different, I mean, like, we talking about a
actually, they can.
Now they can.
Yeah, exactly.
But you know how long this movie been in the making?
They couldn't.
Like, 2 years?
Nah, definitely more than that.
Nah, it's been like 2 years, honestly.
How long LeBron been on Lakers?
3, damn near.
So, yeah, at least before that.
I don't know. But if this nigga don't win at least another ring, we have some explaining to do.
What you mean? I think, like, one is enough.
Nah. Not for, to me, for everything that we gave up and put to the side as far as, like, I feel like we very much so mortgaged our future in order to, like, have LeBron James.
I mean.
And right. I feel like for all of that, if I don't get at least 2 rings, I feel like it's not worth it.
Theoretically, I mean.
Because when he leaves, what are we going to have?
Theoretically, if he never came, what would y'all have had? You want to go down a list of potential and all of that other shit that maybe possibly could have won but never would have?
I'm just a fan of, like, I'm not a big, like, oh, let's put a team together, win now kind of thing. Like, build a team that's sustainable so we're not trying to, like, so we add it. Like, you know what I mean?
I don't know if you peep what but the NBA is today.
Whoa, the Lakers always have gone out and gotten the star.
Yeah, but I don't. Like, that doesn't mean I have to, like.
I'm about to say, do you watch your team, bro?
That doesn't mean I have to.
96, they went and grabbed Shaq.
That doesn't mean I have to, like, support that way of building a team. Just be like, it's been successful.
That's
sure,
how y'all
but
do things.
But that's what y'all do.
I don't run the front office, bro. You're asking, like, I'm just talking about how, like, I would have liked to see things handled sans Kobe. Like, okay, we're moving past this. Like, there's, like, build a team. That's what I would have liked to see, as opposed to, like, trying to go out, grab 2 stars, and, like, put something together. That's why I'm saying I would much rather see at least one more ring for that to be, like, all right, cool, it makes sense.
Well, Dame put in a trade request, supposedly.
I don't think he's going to go to L.A. Even though if he is, he might fuck around and go to the Clippers before he go to the Lakers.
I'm not going to turn my nose up at him.
I don't think so.
I just remember hearing him in an interview talking about he don't want to go to, like, team that got the best niggas or superstar teams and shit like that or whatever. Even though Kawhi is a great player and shit, but I don't think he wants to go to the Lakers. I don't think he wants to be looked at as somebody who, like, kind of like how everybody looked at Kyrie when LeBron came back type shit. Like, oh, nah, you only won because you was under LeBron's wing type shit. I don't think Dame want to do that. Dame is a competitor in every sense of the word.
Well, Keep competing out in Portland then, nigga.
I mean, I respect it.
I like 100%. How could you not? But at the same time, in a business where, because that's what we got to call the NBA, in a business where they don't necessarily, like, they could trade, ship Dame away for X amount of picks like that tomorrow. Like, I have, like, a little bit of, like all that loyalty to a city at some point. I'm just like,
man. Exactly.
It's not loyalty to a city.
But it's more, I guarantee you, it's less to the organization and more to the fans in that area.
All right, let me explain to you, like, how I heard it from Dame Lillard's mouth. Say, a lot of these niggas who be competing and shit, they be wanting the Supermax contract and all that other shit, but they don't be down to stay on the team long enough to get that type of contract. He was down to be on the team long enough to get that. So for him, it's not, how do I say this? It's not like he's chasing, I mean, this, that, or the third or whatever. It's more so like, my nigga, I'm here to compete. The money gonna come regardless because I'm nice.
Of course, but people's things change. Kyrie once said that. Somebody asked him, low kid asked him from Cleveland, you ever gonna leave Cleveland? He said no. What happened? He asked for a trade.
Different circumstances.
So it's like you might, I don't want to team up with the best players, but it's just like, at the end of the day, I want to win. And this is, and niggas is like, niggas around me are teaming up. Legit.
I still don't think that Damian Lillard is the type of guy that's going to be on some shit where, nah, that's what we doing. Like, I see a lot of myself in Damian Lillard, bro. It's just like, nah, fuck that. I stand alone before I stand with the latest and greatest just to fuck around and win.
So where would you like to see Dame go? As a Knicks fan, would you want to see Dame on the Knicks?
1,000%. If niggas know anything about the Knicks, bro, that's the one position that we've been lacking forever is a solid point guard. And if we have a solid point guard, all jokes aside, I really believe that might really take us over the hump for real.
Over the hump meaning like championship or meaning like
yeah, what, getting like, the whole chip.
Really?
Yeah.
So with Dame Lillard, with the team you guys have assembled right now, so who? Like in a trade, you guys who would you guys have to give up? Who are you losing to bring Dame Lillard to that team? Because it can't stay complete the way it is. So what are you willing to lose?
We would have to give up a future draft pick, of course, maybe two. I would say get rid of RJ Barrett.
So you're sending RJ Barrett to. Portland. To Portland for Dame Lillard, along with like a couple of future draft picks.
Yeah, and maybe a few other like pieces and shit that I can't think of right now. For Damian Lillard, 1,000%. As long as if I'm able to keep Damian Lillard, Julius Randle, motherfucking Manuel Quickly.
Yeah, gotta keep Quickly.
I'm saying you just let Derrick Quickly Rose. Develop. You don't even need Dame.
That may take a couple years, and that may pass up. That may pass up Julius Randle's prime.
I mean,
bro.
That's assuming he's taking an astronomical.
Let's slow down. Everybody, slow down. Everybody, slow down. So, are you looking me in my eye right now, Bert, and telling me that you rather take? Hold on. Let me finish. You rather
wait. If we're just talking about building a team, you just said you don't want a nigga to come to your team, right?
I've never said that.
Okay.
I said I would love to have Dame.
You'll love to have Dame, but also you don't want niggas teaming up. So
let me clarify so you understand, okay. Bro. Damian Lillard is the type that doesn't want to team up with niggas. I never said that I don't want niggas to team up on my team. That's not what I said.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Fuck that niggas' morals.
But so I'm going to ask you. You really would take the potential of Emmanuel Quickly over what we already seen with Damian Lillard?
Like, nigga, if he already fits in that offense, why wouldn't I just wait to see what he develops as?
So, because we already.
But you wouldn't win now. So you wouldn't win now move.
A trade like Damian Lillard.
A trade like Dame going to get Dame is saying like I'm going for the win now.
Okay, what's wrong with that? I'd rather win now than potentially not win at all because I'm waiting to see somebody possibly develop when I got a proven product right here. What are you talking about?
Okay, that's cool. But niggas could get under them Nick bright lights and, you know, fall under the pressure.
I could say the same thing for the nigga that we looking for possible potential in.
Okay.
He he may never turn into what Damian Lillard is. And Damian Lillard is already that right now.
My only issue with what you're saying, because I get it. You're talking, you're trying to like build the team and like build for the future and stuff like that. And like we think quickly has good potential, right?
Definitely.
But what you're saying when you say like, okay, like you just hold it, you just wait around and you wait.
But some players don't have to wait that long. So.
Right, but what you're saying is overall that his ceiling or his potential is Dame Lillard.
No, that's not what I'm saying at all.
Well, in,
so but I'm saying he,
so in but in passing up the opportunity to get a Dame Lillard, and quickly is one of those people who's going to be quote unquote like his development may be stunted, like his development may be sacrificed in that trade. You're saying that basically if we forego the trade with Dame Lillard, that quickly is going to turn into something close or better.
Have you not seen him play it in the playoffs?
I'm not disagreeing with you.
Okay,
Bert,
so that's what I'm saying. So his potential, he has the potential to grow.
So
and we've seen him come into the playoffs, right?
But the
and he's been a big time scorer.
But the statement is the buckets that they need,
he made them.
But the statement is not whether or not he has the potential to grow. It's whether or not he has the potential to become Dame Lillard. Is that the grade that you have with him?
Oh my god!
You think he can become a Dame Lillard type player?
Yo, niggas ask retarded questions, bro.
What you mean? That's a valid question.
Yo, I'm not.
That's a valid question.
Niggas
based
is like,
on what you're saying.
Comparing him to Dame Lillard. I said.
Because that's but the
trade. Hold on. You said, yo, niggas don't even need Damian Lillard. Just let
him grow. Let him develop.
So what you're saying
so
is.
So he fits in that offense. So that offense was good this year, right? Was that offense good or not?
It's relative, bro.
Okay.
That offense was decent.
The next topic.
Nah, ain't no next topic. That offense was decent. But to say that you gonna fuck around and rather have the potential of Emmanuel quickly over.
Yeah, I'll be. Yo, shout out to Sam D. I'm glad he'll be here next week. Shout out to Sam D.
Yo, Sam D's gonna be here next week, but I don't know if he's gonna say take quickly over Lillard if you're the Knicks.
We could ask him a whole bunch of questions, a whole bunch of basketball questions.
Yo, and it's crazy. We're going to speak of the Knicks. We're going to talk about New York. I went to...
And it's hate for Chris Paul, too.
I went to New York this past weekend.
You was what?
I went to New York this
weekend. I ain't hear you.
What you was doing in New York? You don't never be in New York.
I don't.
Yeah, that's not your roundabouts.
Yeah, I went with my girl to...
What?
All right, we not about this. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Key. Hey, she watches all that other stuff.
Shout out to Key.
Hey, yo, we need a new drop, Rosé. We need a,
Yo, that would be fucking hilarious.
That's crazy how niggas violated with me. We didn't even get to your story, but you know what I'm saying?
I'm not pussy.
I'm not either. We was talking about...
what you want to talk about, nigga?
We went up to New York because I like... So it's crazy, like... I'm a huge fan of like different type of sandwiches from like different, whether it be a burger or different like cheese steaks, blah, blah, blah. Like, yo, so that's why we went. I never had one before.
Oh.
I had never had a chopped cheese. So I was like, yo, like you be over there in that area, like take me somewhere. It's like, at the end of the day, it's just a bodega or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to go try it.
And how was it?
So.
Was it chopped?
It was chopped. There was cheese.
Lettuce.
Yo, so Bull forgot the lettuce and the tomato. Now, we went, you know what I'm saying? Her pops ordered everything.
About her slipping.
Now, her pops ordered everything. So he did everything for us, set it up like, yo, he talked to the Bull. I was like, yo, I don't get it how you would order it. That's I'm a huge fan of it. If I haven't had something, whether it's a cultural disc or a dish or it's something from a different state, like, yo, how do y'all eat it here? I want to try it that way.
Mm-hmm.
So... He ordered it a certain way. Some forgot everything but the burger, cheese, and onions. So it was just burger, cheese, onions, and bread. Good flavor.
Hamas, amigos.
But I feel like...
Nick's had the cheese steak.
Yo, it was, but burger, though.
Yeah.
A hamburger helper sandwich.
Yo.
It was just onions,
Hamas,
burger, and cheese.
Niggas disrespected you.
So interesting experience. I would definitely... I would try it again. I just think I would much rather have it with like the lettuce and all that other stuff.
Okay.
What's your favorite? Have you had a chopped cheese before?
No, I never had a chopped cheese.
You had a chopped cheese before?
Come on, bro. You don't eat that shit. I'm playing with you.
Yeah, And take this nigga nowhere.
Yeah.
Actually, I almost fucking forgot.
We go. Go ahead.
I'm gonna spend a block because I did have some other food and shit. If niggas is paying attention to my story over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
What you had? Big spender.
So pump your brakes. Alright, but motherfucking, I don't even remember the name of that shit, but at the restaurant I went to, it's called, did I say it earlier? Kiki on the Beach?
Where niggas was pulling up. Yeah, you said it was, it's called Kiki on the Beach.
Huh? Kiki on the River. Yeah, Kiki on the River. My bad. Rosé with the fucking, see, bro, I be high. I be forgetting, but yeah, Kiki on the River. Anyway, these motherfuckers is pulling up in yachts and shit, right? So, when I would, I had got some chicken, you feel me? But it was like a kebab type shit.
So it was a chicken skewer.
A chicken skewer. Let's call it that. Whatever the fuck skewers are.
And the shit then, that you skewer the chicken.
Like you.
I'm talking about the stick.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's called a skewer. And then when you put the chicken on, it's called a chicken skewer.
Whatever, nigga. So, anyways, let me tell you about this meal, though, right? And I hate to be that guy and I hate to be tacky and shit, but this is why I be spazzing on you because you a chef. And you fucking restaurant motherfuckers be scamming, like, and it's robbery, and I'm here to say.
Yo, Saturday, 10:32 p.m. This nigga low Tim here, bitch. Oh, it looks to be some kind of fries. Nigga say, yo, feta cheese valet.
I'm fucking wildin'.
No, like, that, yo, I see the angel do that message. That nigga was mad as fuck.
Nigga saying, yo, 160 for a salad, two chicken kebabs.
Yo, but remember the conversation we had? I told you need some bread to fuck with Miami.
Bro, it's not even bread to fuck with Miami, bro. It's just restaurant shit. Because yo, when I, hold on, because real quick, before you read them text messages when I was yo, at Kiki in the River, right?
That's the episode
yeah,
cover.
It's Kiki in the River, bro.
When I first got there.
Yeah, I Kiki.
The niggas be I Kiki when you buy that shit.
All right, man.
Yo, you can't help but laugh at that shit.
All right.
You got this nigga again.
So when I first got there and shit, I forgot to mention, but I had went to this restaurant. It was like a Southern style restaurant, and I had got chicken, watermelon, and waffles. It was a big ass plate, and it was lit. And I definitely feel like I got my money's worth there. Mm-hmm. But when I went to Kiki on the River, go ahead, Shake.
Portion.
Give me text messages. Yo, because I had to verify with Shake because he's our resident chef. So if it's anything food related, I'm always going to Shake to clarify, like, yo, this legit, bro, because I feel like yo, I'm getting robbed. Like, what's good? Because
feta cheese isn't bad, but I'm looking at, like, how they did, bro. And they just, like
is that fucking fries or pasta, my nigga?
Nah, it was fries, but they looked burnt on the bottom. Like,
the fries wasn't burnt. It was just the lighting in the restaurant.
Yo, they threw feta cheese on it. And what else was on there, bro?
Just feta cheese, bro.
Just on top?
On top of the fries. And I'm just looking like, yo.
No sauce on the side? No nothing?
Well, one, I don't eat, like, sauce and shit. So I'm just eating the fries. I'm like, yo, it tastes like white cheddar, low-key.
Yo, 160 for a salad, two chicken kebabs that didn't equal to more than 8 nuggets, 2 shots of Henny, and a piece of salmon.
This nigga listed that shit out.
And some baklava. I don't know what the fuck that is.
Yo, I don't know why you ordered that.
I mean, I didn't order it.
Oh, why?
Bro, this is me we talking about. You know, I don't even know how to pronounce that shit.
They charged you a fucking resort fee.
You feel me?
$160 for that shit.
It's fucking criminal.
Now, the one thing I will say, the chicken was good as hell. Like, even though it was just a small portion, well, you know, shit, here, that's fine dining. You feel me? It's not gonna get no big ass fucking ghetto bird and shit. Like,
niggas throwing feta cheese on top of fries is not fine dining. We're not doing it.
I thought it was.
Mm-mm.
So I've been trying to take you to different places,
such as,
well, not here. not this. You know what I'm saying? Whatever this is, not it. We can go wherever.
But what I will say though, like, the ambiance of the restaurant was super lit, though. Like,
okay.
It was, I think they were Greek, I think.
They, okay, like, little, makes sense, the feta cheese and, like
little captain hats and shit. Like, it was pretty dope.
Say little captain.
Yeah, and they got, yo, son, all right, so they got the little, everybody got the captain hats, you feel me? Everybody in there drunk. They spraying niggas with, like, the little fake fire extinguisher and shit on some Soulja Boy shit, like, ksh, ksh. You feel me? And then after that, niggas is dancing and shit. Some people standing on chairs and shit. And then you just look out the window and niggas is just pulling up on their yachts.
That's a fly shit.
That shit can.
I'm just looking like, oh, this shit.
Fits. It's fly.
They charge niggas for the scenery.
I guess so.
No, you was on the water.
On the water, bro.
Yo, like. Like, the bill looks fine until I get to that salad. Like, that's where I, like, niggas lose me with the price of, like, I'm just like, I don't know.
You remember when we was talking about this shit episodes ago? What was that? Episode one, maybe? Was talking about the Wagyu or whatever the fuck? Man, y'all niggas be robbing niggas, bro. Straight robbery.
No. No, we don't. Quality over quantity, good brother.
You gonna keep protecting your little industry or whatever, but I seen it in real life person this time. Like, because before I couldn't really talk about it because I ain't never used to go in them type of restaurants, but I went in that day and I saw with my own eyes, nigga.
Niggas went to Kiki on the beach.
And on the river.
And it's shaming the whole industry.
Hey, it is what
it's
it
crazy.
Is. Because y'all allow that type of shit. I know y'all be having like them little fucking meetings and shit when y'all be setting y'all prices.
Yes.
See what I mean?
Me in a group chat like, hey, you should raise the price on this.
Fuck it.
That's max.
I think this should cost. Why I feel like this should cost more.
Exactly why.
How much? Eat. How much I charge you for that drink?
What drink?
The drink.
Oh, the pretty
pink, the pink kitty mimosas.
The pink kitty mimosas. They really made it a drink at South Beach. I heard.
We gotta put it together, and Rosé's gotta finalize it. See if he approves it. It's good though. It's really good. And I'm not going to like, yo, it's a good drink.
I'm and saying it, what's in it. Oh, you can't tell the formula.
I can let it out. I can let it go, Rosé.
Yeah, you got it.
So it's guava, passion fruit.
Okay.
It's mimosa, so champagne, of course.
Okay.
Casamigos.
Ooh.
I mean, it has a very nice like pink color, and then there's some agave in there to add a little bit of sweetness at the end. And it's a nice, nice pink. You know what I'm saying? Nice color.
Okay.
And yo, one, you really don't need to drink like more than like two or three of those. Like, it's gonna do exactly what that pill do. Brunch here is already wild.
All right, check this out.
You haven't please packed.
Never mind. I'm going to chill.
Yeah, be packed on Sundays.
I'm going to relax. Shout out to South Beach and the Pink Kitty Mimosa. You heard it here.
So, it came to my attention today that Malik... Big Shicey, our very, as you say, our very own mob.
Our very own mob.
Is a scammer. Hold on!
What you mean a scammer?
Do y'all want to know?
Well, you're familiar with the PPP loan thing.
Yeah. The one where they said everybody was just going to jail and nobody has been in jail yet.
Well, that nigga's going to jail.
What nigga? Our own mob?
Yeah.
That nigga right there?
So you know bro has the elite clothing line, you know what I'm saying? The what is it? A loner?
A loner.
You know what I'm saying? Got the hoodies, the tees, all that other stuff.
Hold up.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey man. Hey Shiesty.
And so
I know damn well you ain't apply for this motherfucking PPP loan for your brand, bro. How many employees you got?
Leak is a business of one.
I don't know, man. This looks pretty clear cut real to me, my guy.
This nigga got bands, dude. I see why you got all them bucket hats now.
Yeah, word.
You see, right? You see the day it was approved,
right? You see the Yeezy slides, right?
You see, custom.
Don't tuck them now, motherfucker. Back laptop, all this extra shit.
Sweatpants new.
Hey, and you know what's crazy? What's crazy is you know scammers, they don't like to be on the camera. So you know this like always sits tech. Over there.
They're like Nike there. Tech. That's Nike Tech?
Yo. Check that's loaner tech. Check fresh off out. The PPP scammer
this,
loan.
This nigga here, bro. look, Malik, I love you. You my guy. Check this out, bro.
Yo, yeah, you in 4K.
Day approved May 1st, 2020.
You out here, bro, out here scamming the people and shit. Just know me, you got to have a conversation when this is all said and done.
Niggas need a couple dollars.
Huh?
Niggas need a couple dollars.
Bro, you saying that because, bro, don't worry, bro. The feds don't. By the time the feds see this shit, bro, you going to be long gone, my nigga. Don't even worry, bro.
It's good. We just need a couple dollars.
Photoshop, bro. This shit say a loner LLC, my nigga. That is you, nigga. Niggas not forging your signature. That is you, my guy.
Yo, yeah, nigga, try to.
All right, bro. It's all right. Live up to it, bro. It's your name, Shiesty.
And what's crazy is, like, we don't even have no cool matching shirts, no matching hats. This nigga just comes in with unlimited bucket hats and Yeezy slides every week and isn't contributing to any of the growth.
Like, I get a loner hoodie at least, bro. You actually owe me a hoodie for real. Like, I remember when you first started making them. I said,
yo, he got you.
Like, oh, he got you. I'm like, yo, can I get one, bro? What's good? Like, yeah, nah, I'm a link with you. Never did, bro. What's up? Now you out here fucking getting loans for your employees and shit. Nigga, I want my fucking hoodie. You tell me, nigga. You apply for the loan. What the fuck?
Yo, the name of the episode is A Loner, but A-L-O-A-N. LLC.
I'm fucking wild.
Hey, that's fire.
Hey, I'm proud of you though, man. Fuck the government.
Yo, real talk. Yo, you ever hear about the nigga that sold niggas a whole airport and the shit was fake?
How you sell niggas at? First off, who's buying an airport?
Yo,
who the fuck is out here shopping for an airport?
Oh, like? Nah, some nigga. Oh, I hate him, bro.
Oh my God.
Yes.
This nigga Nigerian as yes. Fuck, yo.
This nigga, bro, this nigga had a whole fake airport, bro.
Yo.
First off, how you got a fake airport? So niggas ain't never, like, you don't just mistakenly drive past the airport and just be like, oh shit, look, it's an airport. Like, I'm fucking confused. Where bro from?
Yo.
Where was this airport? Who tried to buy this shit?
The Nigerian scammer has now become a cliche. I'm gonna skip over that. All right. Admittedly, the story of Emmanuel and Wude in the imaginary airport isn't as simple as those emails you get. Together with five slightly loyal accomplices, and Wude pulled off the impressive feat of impersonating the governor of the Central Bank of Nigeria successfully enough to convince Nelson Sagakuchi.
Hold
that's
up.
His name. That's his name.
What made you go with
his
that
name verse? Is Sagakuchi.
His name is Sagakuchi.
I'm not. You know what I'm saying?
What made you go with that verse?
I read it myself. It's really Sagakuchi.
A director of the Brazilian bank. Bank, no, I'm not saying that shit. So he then convinced Sagakuchi to invest in a new airport in the Nigerian capital of Abuja. He asked for $10 million commission for negotiating the investment, while Sagakuchi happily dreamed of the airport he once day owned a slice of, so happily he forgot to ask to see the construction works or anything like that.
Oh, that nigga just dumb.
This nigga bought an airport without seeing shit.
Without seeing the blueprint.
Oh my God, bro.
Son, he sold niggas an airport, bro.
First of all,
bro.
Hold on. They said that he convinced them that he was like some governor or something.
He convinced niggas that he was the governor of the Central Bank of Nigeria.
First of all,
you know how many layers of security and security clearances you need to impersonate this nigga?
I don't even know if that's a real fucking position.
Nah, it is. Like in places like that, yeah. Like governors of bank is basically like the bank manager. That's all it is.
Yo, check this out, bro.
This shit just sound way more fly.
This is Nigeria we talking about, my nigga. Ain't none of that, dog. All right? Even if it was, it's easily Googleable.
Yo, he sold that nigga.
I need to get into the family business, start fucking scamming for a live up to my true potential, because this being poor shit is ghetto and I'm sick of it.
This is a very interesting and a regulation full circle moment, because I remember in the very, very early episodes, some of you are listening were here, some of you watching weren't, and it's fine.
You talking about Willis?
I told niggas, you know what I'm saying? You might be a scammer.
Now, I've never scammed in my life. I'm just saying.
But you're saying your true potential might be.
Oh, I have the wherewithal to be able to scam. I just don't, because I'm a good person morally and I was raised right.
Unlike them Forex niggas.
Yeah, fuck them Forex niggas. fucking thieves, you crooks.
Somebody lost 8K in Forex. I heard that today.
That's what you get. How you do that, bro? You flipping currency. You end up losing 8K. You know how much flipping you got to do to lose 8K, my nigga?
Like, do they tell
Gabby
like,
Douglas shit.
Nut ass shit.
So it's like, are they telling them like the wrong times to sell, like before they sell or some shit?
Bro, that shit could just be an adding up of years and years of paying the fucking membership fee.
So you mean telling me this nigga late fees just caught up to him?
No, not late fees, niggas.
Oh, his residuals?
If you gotta pay niggas $175 a month just to be in all the group chats and on IM. And niggas dead will go on the IM Academy shit and check your active status and be like, yo, you not, oh, niggas ain't pay? Kick them out the group chat.
That's niggas' favorite thing to do. Just kick niggas out of the group chat.
Niggas right out the group chat. Group
chat. Niggas be asking about trading, kick them out the group chat.
They use Telegram. Yo, as soon as you start asking real questions, niggas be like, yo, you got to really try to get this residual money, bro. It's about that. It's about longevity.
It's and about signups.
Generational wealth.
Why do people get into Ponzi schemes like that?
I mean, it's easy money. That's why.
Yeah, if you're a heartless,
if you're a nice salesman, you can get that off.
I mean, can you really? Like in the long run, how long that shit gonna last you, bro?
It's been lasting. Some of these niggas like 2-3 years. And some niggas keep going. They just jump on the next game. I'm dead serious. Look at all the niggas that's in Forex that was in Forex right now. What was they doing probably like 5 years ago?
I mean, they probably was what? What was the old scam and shit back then? What was it? Wake Up Now and Flat Tummy Tea? That was them niggas.
Yeah, you ever had the dudes that tried to sell you on the energy drinks? To sell them to people?
Was it Nutriburst or some shit?
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah, I've never bought into it, but
Herbalife is one.
Herbalife is one. To all the people who out there selling that shit, hey, more power to you, but
what's the other one? See you. Dude got me to go to a meeting, and this meeting was like, I'm like, it's like a whole bunch of Indians in there. It's a whole bunch of other people in there, and they just like, I'm looking at the board, they're like, yeah, you could get a MacBook, you could get this. And I was just like, yeah, I'm not signing up for this shit.
You know what I told them?
What?
This has been week 18 of the End of Regulation podcast. I'm your host. I got right the fuck up out of here.
It's your boy Lo, a.k.a. Optimus Crime, a.k.a. Loney Montana.
It's Bert.
What made you go with that verse?
Yeah, this nigga tweaking with the buttons.
He drunk on the buttons back there.
Yo, be drunk all day, it's all ball night. Game. Big love in the building. Lay off the Casamigos.
Back from Miami.
I get that motherfucking love is patience. Let me tell you one thing, though. Yeah. Rosé. I don't need no motivation, trying to change my situation, make a lane away from niggas, hit a fatal when your niggas, I don't get no explanations, I don't need no validation, I don't see no competition, I don't need no phony bitches, I don't fuck with opposition, kill them all with preparation, mix the flow with education, smoke the whole of medication, get these hoes above my face, if you ain't adding to my space, then you a cancer to my greatness, yeah, bitch.